Live 5 on BBC Radio 2. Can I say, she sounded that good at 6 o'clock this morning when you came in
beautiful.
To practice.
It was
absolutely beautiful. You've totally taken the pop world by storm. Your debut album, Sucker Punch, is nearly here, Sigrid. How excited are you in this huge build-up for it finally to come out?
I'm really excited. The release date is March 8th. But yeah, it's really weird that it's finally coming out. I've been working on it for a very long time. But yeah, I'm really happy with it. I love all the songs. I've written and arranged all of them together with some great people. So yeah, I'm excited.
You are a very clever lass. And you come from an incredibly musical family, don't you? Was it your grandma who taught you to play the piano?
Yes. Yeah. My grandmother taught me to play the piano. My brother kind of pushed me to write my first song. He's a musician too. And both my parents are really into music. My sister is very musical too.
I love what your brother did though. He said, you know, you could go on stage with him, but you had to write your own song. So that's what made you do it.
He was tired of me doing Adele covers. He was like,
oh, I know. After X Factor,
we're all doing that. I love Adele, but yeah. He pushed me to do an original song for the first time, and I'm happy he did.
Getting so many lovely messages in for you. Sounding amazing on Radio 2 this morning. Great to hear her acoustic. A touch of Joni Mitchell. I know you're a Joni Mitchell fan, aren't you?
Oh, thank you. Yes. Yeah. Oh. I grew up listening to her.
Oh, yeah. Well, there you go. That's perfect. So, yeah, your mum and dad's record collection, was that quite a good place for inspiration? What kind of music were your parents into when you were growing up?
A lot of music I didn't understand until, like, high school. Their favourite musicians are, like, Neil Young, Joni Mitchell, Chet Baker. Listened to a lot of classic music. I didn't quite understand until I was a bit older. But it's great. I think I've grown up with a lot of good musical heroes.
I know, you're 22 years old, but you seem so grown up and in control. This is fantastic,
Sigrid.
I want
an ounce of your composure. It's incredible.
Incredible. And be so calm and bright with it all at 22. It's amazing. Mm. And I think lots of people are really enjoying your style. You know, your performance at Glastonbury is wonderful. Didn't you dance for 10 years?
I did, but not professionally, though. Like, okay. I'm not going to say that I'm a professional dancer, but I did dancing. I did. Yeah. Hip-hop, jazz, ballet.
Wow. And I love the way you move when you're on stage.
Thank you. It's such
a physical thing, but it's not like sort of choreographed dancing, but you just move in this incredible way. It's quite captivating.
Thank you.
Must keep you incredibly fit.
I wouldn't say that. I love to be on the couch and chill.
Oh, now I really hate her. Andy from The Earth has texted in, "It's not often a live song brings tears to my eyes, but that was just artistry in its purest form." What a beautiful thing
to
hear.
Thank you.
We're going to be taking some calls from listeners, actually, for all our guests, David Tennant, Sue Perkins and Sigrid this morning. David Tennant, let's go back to talking a bit about your podcast.
Yeah.
Who else have you got coming up? I mean, you've got Olivia Colman. Yeah. And it's a great chat between the two of you.
Whoopi Goldberg is on Tuesday.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
And how do you feel about interviewing Whoopi Goldberg? Excited?
I was quite nervous. I mean, I'd met her a bit, but I didn't really know what, you know, she's rather legendary. But actually, she's just easy and funny and warm and nice.
Fantastic.
So that was great. And then Jodie Whittaker.
Yeah. Your mate.
She's up the week after that, I think.
How many doctors can you have in a room? I mean, your father-in-law is a doctor, Peter Davidson. Yeah. You're friends with Peter Capaldi. One of your first jobs was with Christopher Eccleston. How many... do you remember the time there's been the most doctors in one space?
Oh, that's a very good question.
If you all get together, is there a rift in the space-time continuum?
It does create some kind of temporal schism. Yes. You do have to be careful.
Yes.
Yeah.
I think a handful's okay, but you don't want to mess with the passage of time.
Yeah. Mm. No, we have a sort of, we have a wood panelled club in the centre of London where we all meet up and discuss.
That's a beautiful idea. Did you have advice for Jodie Whittaker when she took that role? I mean, obviously your friends, I mean, do you give each other, that's an interesting thing that comes up in your chat with Olivia Colman on the podcast, was how huge a deal that is to take on, you know, I think it was Catherine Tate said it's like becoming the custodian of something when you become a doctor.
Yeah.
And there's quite a lot of pressure, isn't it? And I don't think you had seen how huge that would be before.
I think it attracts a level of enthusiasm, that particular show, that's not really like anything else, because it's kind of cross-generational and people have grown up with it. So even people who don't watch the show feel connected to it and feel like they have an ownership of it. And yes, there is a sense of don't break it. Don't break it on your watch, because people, it's precious and people love it so much. And it does make you ubiquitous.
Yes.
And that's the bit that you can't really prepare for, I think. So I didn't have any advice for Jodie. She, you know, in terms of doing playing the part, she's all over it. She's such a skilled actor. But I suppose if we talked about anything, it was just the kind of be careful for.
Yeah.
Just guard your life a little bit.
Yes.
Because you're about to lose a certain element of it.
You have to go underground. Do people shout at you in the street when you walk down there? Do you have a disguise? Do they notice you?
You just keep moving.
Just keep moving.
But people are lovely. You know,
the thing
about Doctor Who is it's a very nice show to be known for because people feel very affectionate towards it. So it's not, you know, they don't come up and harangue you in the street. They're just usually rather delighted, which is nice. Nice to be in the middle of that.
That is a good thing. Well, we look forward to hearing. Who else have you got coming up on the podcast?
We've got Ian McKellen. We've got Gordon Brown. We've got John Hamm, Kristen Ritter, Samantha Bee, Michael Sheen.
Michael Sheen, of course. We must talk about your new project together very, very soon. We'll talk about that after Andy Barrows and Matt Haig and Barcelona.